Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I feel so discombobulated today.
What is that, Nicholas?
It was a long weekend. Mm-hmm. There may or may not have been a lot of snackage happening over the weekend.
Sure.
Caused by maybe a liquid substance that may have induced my inhibitions.
Whoa.
You know?
Where? Heroin?
No, definitely not heroin.
Oh, okay.
Let's not take that joke that far. I was drinking over the weekend because I went to my 20-year high school reunion.
Whoa.
You're so old.
I know.
No, and but you graduated like 12 years old, right?
Well, you remember the seminal story, the TV story, Doogie Howser?
Yeah.
They were going to call it Nick Scarpino.
Shut up.
Yeah, but they were like, they changed a couple things about it.
Uh-huh.
One, they made the character a doctor instead of a hit internet YouTube podcast personality.
Right.
And two, they decided, hey, it would be more fun if the character was smart and graduated like when he was young, as opposed to being on track and kind of like lame like me.
Just like mediocre as hell.
Well, pretty much just a B plus, A minus average student, but kind of cheated a little bit in high school.
Also, how would they have made a show about YouTube? Like that, it didn't really exist back then.
Well, they knew they had, it was foresight.
Inhibition.
Yeah. Well, now I ask you a question today, Andy, before we went live.
What's up,
and it was
man?
A question that may or may not have pissed Kevin off. I was watching Private Parts over the weekend, which is actually a really good film, kind of semi-biographical about Howard Stern.
Yeah.
It's based on his book. And it occurred to me the other day that every great personality, every great, like, very polarizing, super smart, kind of sexy, but a little perverse, but, like, insecure, but uses the insecurities to entertain people, and that's why they're super, like, they relate to him.
A lot of adjectives there.
Right. Every great personality has a person to bounce ideas off.
Mm-hmm.
Someone to bring them back when they've gone too far.
Mm-hmm.
And Howard Stern, of course, had Robin Quivers.
Right.
So my thing is, who is my Robin Quivers? And I think that it's Joey Noel.
I think so, too. Yeah.
Thank you.
Now, you are the Robin to my Howard. I want you to know that. Before we went live, of course, ladies and gentlemen, Kevin, I said that jokingly, and Kevin went silent for a second. And he was like, so the person that produces your show, the one who literally is in charge of making sure you don't get arrested for the things you say, he's not your Robin. And all kidding aside, Kevin, you can be my Robin.
No, you could be the other guy.
Oh, Fred?
No, the other guy.
I don't know. I don't listen to me. He started getting a lot of other people involved that were like crazy.
The other guy who's like, he's funny. Artie. Yeah.
Artie Lang.
He's Artie Lang.
Kevin is the Artie Lang. 100% Artie Lang.
He is, dude.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the morning show. It's going to be a fun week this week. I am going to talk about my high school reunion experience, but probably not on this show. Or might do a longer topic on GOG. So if you're supporting us on Patreon, at the $1 above level, you'll get to see us do that live and see how many things I have to mark down and cut out because I'm probably talking about a
did
lot of
Nick
people
get
that
laid?
Don't want to talked about. No, Nick did not get laid.
Fuck.
We got a big TV in the back, you know.
We did get a big TV.
And Kevin's great idea was to have it on, you know, so you could listen in and stuff like that. I think there's a bit of latency. But time just caught up in there. I just want to come in right now. And I don't know if this joke was already made. I apologize if it was, all right?
No.
Kevin was mad that he's not Robin Quivers.
Yeah.
I've never met a bigger Baba Booey in my life.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Are you fucking kidding me right now?
Yeah. You're right, dude. Yeah, you're right. We said Artie Lang, but you are right.
Yeah, we said Artie, but you're right.
Baba Booey is way more dead on. Holy shit.
Joey was asking, she was like, is Howard Stern still relevant? I got to be honest with you, I have no idea. Once he went to Sirius and basically built that platform for them, right, I lost it because, I refuse to pay for any sort of subscription service unless someone absolutely makes me do it. So when he went off, I have XM satellite radio in my car, and I think he's on XM or Sirius.
He's on Sirius bought XM.
Okay, so it's all the same thing.
Yeah.
I could have done that, but I was like, $10 a month?
That's crazy.
Sounds like
that's
a
wild.
Lot of money for free radio. And then YouTube came around, I was like, well, clearly I chose the dominant platform.
Howard Stern on the E! Channel was the show that late at night I would pray that my parents were asleep, because there would always be some very attractive woman on there doing something very scandalous.
Yes, they go over that in the movie.
And that was like, you know, nothing's on HBO right now. They're showing fucking Taxi Cab Confessions, but it's just a crackhead in the backseat. I want to see.
Listen, man, when you were desperate, that's all you needed.
Yeah, you're right.
That's
you're
all
right.
you needed. When we were kids, pre-Pornhub, if you just had someone in the backseat of a taxi cab, that was enough. My brain could fill in the rest of that fantasy.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And I was good to go.
Fill in the blanks.
Yeah. Ugh. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Kind of Funny Morning Show. We do this every day, 11 a.m., Monday through Friday, here on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We do this as a live show. We'll talk to the chat a little bit, and then at the end of the show, we'll go into sub-only mode to give our subs a little extra time to hang out with us. Of course, if you want to be a sub and you have Amazon Prime, you get one free Twitch Prime. You can link that to us, or you can give us your hard-earned dollars. Either way, we'll take it. Any way you want it, that's the way we like it. Any way you want it.
Bowl of Toilet. You could be like Bowl of Toilet, subscribing for 46 months in a row. And Bowl of Toilet said, happy birthday, Andy. Thanks so much, guys.
Is it your birthday today?
Yeah, yeah. It's my birthday, dude.
Is it Andy's birthday today?
Yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. Why are you guys acting like it's not his birthday?
He's 23 years old.
Yeah, see, that leads me to believe that it's not your birthday. Either way, happy birthday, Andy.
Thanks, man.
And
thanks
to celebrate your birthday, Andy, I'd like to offer you the last little bit of my
Shut
party
up.
Here.
For real?
Do you want a party?
God damn, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Today's episode. Yeah, go for it. We have like 10 in there. Today's episode of the Kind of Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Gabby, Robinhood, and Quip. That's right, three sponsors. This show's so good that three sponsors want to sponsor it. They were like, we get what you're doing, man. We want to be on the very bottom floor. Mm-hmm. We want to be in the basement of this foundation.
The thing is, they saw the views and they were like, there's got to be a decimal in there, right? Somewhere like, this is like 800 million views.
Yeah, the 8.5 means 8 million.5
yeah,
views.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we were like, no, that's 8,500 views. Like, it's to the point now where I count every time a view happens, I can see it and I get super excited.
Yeah,
that that's the thing.
It's really cool.
We have no idea.
Five digits?
How many people are watching this show live right now?
Like 950.
Not the people that are literally in the studio. I meant the people in the ethosphere of the internet.
920.
920. Smoke them up if
and
you got them.
Smoke them up. It's twice. Uh-huh. 420. I love that Cool Greg has not paid attention to anything we've said until someone said smoke it up. And then he basically went like this. Yeah. He's like, you guys aren't fucking nerds. You don't get it. You don't get it. All right.
Speaking of that, yeah. Nick, have you ever seen a kid in an Uber?
A kid in an Uber? So mm-hmm. just by himself?
Just a kid?
No.
Right?
I don't like my as a grown-ass man being an Uber. I don't like being exposed to Ubers as a person who has means and understands how the world works. I wouldn't put my kid in Uber by himself.
It's just weird, because I've taken a lot of Uber pools in my day. I've taken just regular Ubers, right?
Yeah.
Never have I once seen a child get into an Uber.
That's because...
Like
that's
with a guest, with
illegal.
Their father. No. But like with a...
Oh, so there was an adult there.
I've just never seen anybody young get into
Neither
an Uber.
Neither have I.
It's fucking weird,
that
right?
That is weird.
I mean, now that you mention it, it's weird.
It's bizarre. It reminds me of like when you're playing Grand Theft Auto or when you're playing Spider-Man and everybody on the street is adults, so like, there's not one kid around.
Yeah.
That's what it's like.
Well, that's because you can't, because obviously if there were kids there, you would try to web them and throw them.
Yeah, sure, of course. But
in fake life, not real life. In the video game life. In real life, you have to be respectful.
I'm going to put it on Twitter. Have you ever seen a kid in an Uber?
No. That's going to blow up. That's going to be your next viral tweet.
Hmm?
Just don't even put a poll in. Just ask the question.
I feel like it's weird. Like, once you explained it, it was like, oh, yeah, you know what?
I do see kids everywhere but Uber.
Right? I'm putting
like,
it up.
It is strange.
It's bizarre.
But I also think it might actually reinvigorate my faith in humanity that I've never seen a child in an Uber.
Like, you might take them more often now as like a...
No, I just mean that, like, maybe parents realize it's a terrible idea to put your kid in an Uber. And, like, maybe they're just driving their own kids around instead of being irresponsible. Because, like, and I'm not saying this. If you're out there and you're driving Uber, you're probably insane. But I, out of the hundreds now of Ubers that I've taken, surely hundreds, we've all gotten to, like, at least the low 90s, if not above 100 Ubers. I would say a good 90% of those people are insane.
Really?
Should not be driving. Should not be licensed to drive a car.
I'm sorry, what percentage was it?
90%.
Okay.
That's a high percentage.
That seems like a really
that
high
seems
percentage.
High.
What would you say? 50?
No, I'd say like properly 30, insane. I'd 35. Say somewhere around mid-30s.
When I say insane, I don't mean like Hannibal Lecter, I'm going to eat your face with some fava beans and a nice Chianti. I mean, hey, maybe this person should retest for their driver's license. If there were slightly more stringent like test regulations, they would fail.
Who was the person that had the story where like the dude was like, yeah, I passed out and like the government put a microchip in my ear?
That was Greg.
That was Greg, yeah. Was
and Greg is one of the most insane human beings that I know, and he was scared. I've never seen Greg scared of psychoses before until that day Because when crazy meets real crazy, that's when worlds collide.
Suicide Squad.
Suicide Squad.
Man, dude.
Academy Award winning film. Mm-hmm. Kevin, bring the, are we housekeeping now?
Yeah.
Let's housekeep.
Housekeeping, you want me to jerk you off?
What kind of hotel is this?
Stop on housekeeping. People can buy this, I assume?
Yes. So CJ Wolf submitted this design, and this is our winning design for
it's what I voted for.
2018.
I really like this design.
Isn't that cool?
If it's any consolation, I know I say this a lot, and then I never follow up, but I would rock that t-shirt.
You can get it in blue or in black.
You can get it, Jimmy. You'll get one for me, and that would be dope, Robin.
Yeah.
My Robin?
Yeah.
Okay.
They also have it in a long sleeve, which I think looks dope.
Or
that last one.
The tank? I love this.
The Tim's going to get one of those, and he's going to wear it.
And he's going to wear it and it's in a monkey forest.
Hilarious. Yeah. Have you guys been keeping up with his antics in Bali? He's on like a catamaran.
No, I have not, no.
And he keeps wearing tank tops. And I keep thinking to myself, nothing good can come of these tank tops. That's
too much exposure.
It's too much exposure.
But here's the thing.
Yes,
we haven't seen the video where he's like, look at me, I'm deeply sunburned. So he must not be sunburned.
I mean,
you make a good point, Kevin.
Otherwise, that would be in his stories. Now,
Kevin,
I don't know
how you two grew up as brothers, and you get tan as hell, and he is just super white all the time.
Well, he's super Irish, and I'm very Latino.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
It checks out.
You can buy it at kindoffunny.com/ELShirt.
Kindoffunny.com/ELShirt.
We should have.
Not to be confused with El Nino.
Every year, I'm like, we should just add an O at the end of that. El Shirto.
I mean,
we can still
do that. The O could be official. It's time for official. The EL shirt official.
Yeah, there you go.
What?
Andy nailed it!
Give me 2 minutes.
You did a great job. You did a great
Thanks,
job.
El Shirto.
Of course, I think we deleted it, unfortunately, but we'll have to put that aside. Tim's having a meet and greet this Saturday, right?
Yes.
In Tokyo, Japan.
I have that on the docket for another day this week.
Okay, you're awesome. I appreciate that.
Whoa!
Wait, just so everyone knows out there, we're trying to scale back the housekeeping so that we can get to the real meat of the show.
Breaking
which
news.
Which is Kind of Funny Games Daily. What?
Huge breaking news.
Yeah.
My credit score went up.
You know, every time.
Andy, you're winning today!
You know that every time you check your credit score, it goes down.
No, Nick, there's like automatic things now.
Yeah, automatic.
Bank
monitors
support.
Credit Karma just send me a notification like, congrats, dude. Credit score went up. So shout out to me, dude.
Shout out to you.
Thanks. Thanks,
you're
Nick.
You're doing a great job.
Pretty excited about it. Everybody leave tips. Let me know.
Yeah, as a general tip reminder, we have a fun clip to play for you right now. That's tips.
Give me your fucking money!
I keep calling it a graphic, and Kevin keeps going, it's not a graphic.
Well, just FYI, that was the most confusing thing ever. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's yeah.
You know what? Sometimes you run into things, and sometimes you fall into them, Kev. Uh-huh. And that one I fell into.
You sure did.
Andy, we're doing a live show right now. You don't have to, you don't have to be on social.
My camera's fucking up. I need a new phone. It's doing the thing where it's like unfocusing and focusing.
I don't know what that is because I have an iPhone. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to tip us at the $5 or above level, we will read those tips. Of course, we will also take cheers at the 500 cheers or above. First off, kicking off the tips for October 8th is Mario Not Bro says, hey guys, Twitter locked my account because I created it in 2011, 1 month before turning 13. I've appealed to get my account back.
What?
But I know it can take months.
Happened to so many people.
Can the BFs tweet at Twitter support so we can fix this? Wait, so you're not allowed to have a Twitter account before 13?
Yes, so it's in their terms of service. So Mario got his banned. Roger Picorni got his banned.
Oh, my
God. Peanut0426 got his banned.
I don't understand.
Peanut's the only one that's gotten his real account back so far.
Oh, wow. That's crazy.
I don't understand why these kids didn't lie about their date, their birthday.
They did at the time.
And then
they fixed it.
Dumbass. They noticed that, like, is it?
It just kept saying happy birthday to you on the wrong date.
The wrong year.
You know what? I noticed that happened to me recently, too, where I went into my account and my birthday is always, I felt like my birthday was always in there, but I went and it was like, enter your birthday. And so I was like, this is the first, I've done this before. So I typed in, and it was like, okay, now by doing this, you cannot change it in the future. And I was like, oh, this seems really official. Like they, like as if the birth date at first was just a sort of an aesthetic thing. Like
it's almost
and
as
now
though,
it's official.
It's almost as though they recognize that Twitter is a cesspool for all human like filth.
Yeah.
And that maybe, just maybe, people of underages shouldn't be exposed to that or any social media before they're
at all,
adequately able to do it.
Mario
Not Bros goes on to say, but anyway, since my original account might be gone for months, I created a new one. So please feel free to follow me if you did before, including you, Nick, at Mario Not Bros 2.
I will follow him. Nick, it'd be cool if you did not follow him.
Listen.
It's snooze, you lose, Mario. Yeah?
Listen, dude. You think I got time to go follow another one of your Twitter accounts? Like, where do you get off, Mario?
Jeez, double dipping double over here, dude.
Hey, bro, I know you did me a solid once.
Yeah.
But can I get that again?
Mario, fuck,
Mario, don't be the guy that goes to people's houses and says you're only going to sleep over there for a week and then stays for like 2 years.
Yeah.
Okay, don't be that guy.
Yeah. I don't know how that's really similar, but.
Yeah. Also, I'll probably follow you again. Alex of Chicago gave us a tip and said, thanks for recommending RX bars. They saved my life walking around New York City last week. Oh, glad you like them. To be fair, you can thank RX for that because they paid us to recommend those. And then now Kevin and I are addicted to them.
They're so good.
They paid Ice-T to do it too, so we're on the same level as
Ice-T.
Cool, Greg. And I say this with absolute all honesty. We will never be on the same level as Ice-T. Are you telling me that RX bars are good for you?
Two eggs and three blueberries?
Are you telling me that all they have is two eggs and three blueberries?
What a good dude.
He's so great.
He's a cool guy.
What do you think it was like working with Ice-T on the set of like 18 years straight of Law & Order SVU?
He's been on there for at least 44 years.
Do you think they thought he was going to last that long? Do you think they were like Ice-T?
That's a good point.
Like I always just assumed they were like, oh, we're going to cast Ice-T, but he's clearly going to quit eventually. And like it's going to be a big thing. And Ice-T was like,
I'm going to put that on Twitter poll.
Yeah.
Did you expect Ice-T to last as long as he has on what show is it?
Law & Order SVU.
Okay.
While you're doing that, can I have the rest of my party back? Because I'm a little empty here.
I thought you said I could have the rest of it.
Cannonball.
Perfect.
All right. No, wait. Cool, Greg. Do you mind? Can you grab us two more of these and maybe one sugar-free Red Bull?
Whoa.
Joey, do you want something?
What is going on? Okay, it's too much caffeine.
I like to front-load my caffeine for the week.
You're getting all hopped up.
I like to front-load my caffeine
for
the week.
We don't have a busy day today.
We don't.
There's and I no might go reason home and take you get to get all sugared
it's
up.
Possible, Kevin, that
I'm listening.
One of us, or all of us, got way too drunk over the weekend at his 20-year high school reunion.
If only we...
And that he spent the entire day Sunday eating carbohydrates and not moving from the couch.
What'd you get into? What'd you eat?
I ate a giant sub sandwich from this place in the Marina. I think it's called the Subway Sandwich Shop or something. No, it's not Subway, like Subway, mm-hmm. but it makes subs. Like it's a mom and pop.
Like a submarine.
Yeah, it's this older couple, mom and pop, and they're hilarious.
Submarine way.
Because she kind of like gets the orders together for them, and then they act as a assembly. No. This is you're doing God's work. You get in there, she's like, what would you like? And I'm like, I'll take a turkey thing, don't toast it, no problem. Puts it down as he's making it, she's wrapping it. So like, it's how I hope my wife and I will be when we're in our like later years.
Owning
not
a
running
shop?
A sub shop, but like still working together like that for the common good of our relationship.
So not owning, but working at a sub shop.
Maybe
part-time.
Maybe Subway will just hire us.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to say.
That long?
Cool.
What's that?
Huh?
You think she'll stick around that long?
Yeah.
That's a good question, Kevin.
The real question will be, will I still be alive?
Definitely not.
Let's see. We have a couple more tips here. Alex of Chicago's. Oh, no. He said that already. Mr. Yasmin300 says, guys, did you and Greg see the Photoshop image Greg requested on Friday? If not, here's the link. I did not see that. Oh, the Hindenburg one. There it is right there. And that right there is going to be why.
Look at Kevin. Look at Tim.
Where's Kevin?
Tim.
Oh, I thought Kevin was like maybe a face in the fire.
No.
Like Kevin was the one that caused the Hindenburg to go up. And Tim just... Now I want you to know, Tim's mom, if you're watching this, Tim lived in this picture. We're not saying he died. He clearly got out of the Hindenburg before it went down. So please don't send me a text message telling me how disappointed you are in me. Because it breaks my heart every single time. All right, we'll go into the rest of the tips in a little bit. But before we do that, man, some crazy shit happened over the weekend and I want to talk about that. Kevin, please give me the news graphic, followed by, for the first ever time, Nick's 15 seconds of sports.
Whoa!
It's weird how you somehow
cut it off.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you,
Kevin.
It's amazing. A couple things that's amazing there. One, your green screening in that is simultaneously amazing and terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you got
that. We did it in front of that green screen.
No, I understand that.
Yeah.
But it's a perfect key, but you just, for whatever reason, cut most of your body off in certain shots.
The problem was that, as you may notice, this is only so wide.
Sure.
So,
and Kevin could only be so close to me because there's a lot of fucking shit there.
So he kept like his arm kept going out of the green screen.
Well, of course,
it made it work.
No, I totally understand. You listen, you guys are problem solvers, not problem creators, and I get that. I'm literally just trying to pay Andy a compliment for how great and horrible that is.
All the sports balls and like clubs, those are all real though. Those aren't graphics.
Don't say sports ball. Like you don't know what they are.
I don't want to say balls because that's it. Oh, I didn't say balls.
No. That's what they're called, balls. Okay?
Okay, all the
we
balls
got
are real.
You got them. Kev's got them.
Speaking of balls.
We're going to go on in a second. As you guys know, I was not able to watch live UFC 229 this weekend, but I did catch up on the fight results and, more importantly, what happened afterward. If you guys don't know what I'm talking about, obviously Conor McGregor fought Khabib Nurmagomedov in UFC 229, four rounds. Got rear naked choked 3 minutes and like 3 seconds into the fourth round. It was one of the best fights I have ever seen. It was phenomenal. And if you don't know, they have a crazy rivalry. Conor McGregor, of course, very much into promoting his fights, any means necessary, including shit-talking, starting fights with other people. He threw one of those metal things.
Barriers
through a window, which I personally thought
was
too far.
I didn't know that was connected.
That's all connected, yeah. So they don't like each other.
It wasn't until I saw Twitter react afterwards.
The reason why he did that was because one of Khabib's guys jumped one of his guys. Mm. And so he came to find them. He wasn't a thing, but he threw him. That's my understanding of it. Chat, correct me if I'm wrong. Long story short, this rivalry has been going for a while. Conor took a little break, obviously, to go fight Floyd Mayweather, make those dollar bills. Everyone's like, is he going to come back? Is Khabib going to fight Tony Ferguson? Tony couldn't fight him. All this stuff has happened. Khabib, meanwhile, still a motherfucking nightmare for any opponent, comes in and does to Conor what everyone was hoping he wouldn't be able to do, which was basically take him down to the ground and just hold him there and stuff him and ground and pound. Conor, a little overwhelmed, was able to...
They were so close to each other when they were, like, punching each other.
Dude.
There was, like, no distance between them.
So, the fight is fantastic. Conor, I thought, fought decently enough, but just could not do any work on the ground. Khabib just basically overpowered him on the ground, just outclassed him on the ground 100%. Stand up wise, Conor had a little bit of an edge, but on the ground, no. Doesn't matter. Long story short, Conor is a guy who is very, very, he's very predictable when it comes to the shit talking versus if he wins or loses, it doesn't matter. He's usually just like, we're done with this.
Whenever he loses,
he's usually a very gracious loser.
He's very like chill and like congratulations.
Yeah, when he lost to Nate Diaz, he was great, and then of course re-ramped up the shit talking again, as you do, because that's I guess how you have to promote the sport. Personally, I hate that about the sport, and unfortunately, this is what it can turn into because the shit talking became very, very real for Khabib, who then proceeded after the fight was over to throw his mouthpiece at Conor's corner and then do this. There it is right there. He literally jumped like an eagle off of the stage to try to face kick Conor's jiu-jitsu coach, one of the guys that they've had a problem with. Started a giant riot. If you scroll down, actually after this, Kev, if you pop out of this and scroll down a little bit, you can get a wide shot of this whole event, which included, one more, keep going down, right there. So this is kind of a wider shot from someone else's perspective here, and you can see... You can fast forward a little bit. This is him getting the rear naked choke, and then so what happens here? There you go, right there.
There's
is good.
Leap. There's the leap.
So he leaped off. He's gonna
very athletic.
So he goes, leaps off, goes to fight. Now this is the crazy part. Connor's like, fuck that, I'm getting in. One of his corner drags him back. This guy decides to just start punching him.
Connor, it looked like he punched.
Connor
that guy
punched
first.
Him first.
Yeah.
Connor punched him first, but then. Keep going.
You
want to keep going because this is where it gets really interesting. Homie on here on the right. So screw this. I'm going to.
No, in a red shirt.
Red shirt guy. Yeah, it gets here. He is right here. Red shirt guy. We go away from him for a second. Punches Conor in the back of the head.
Is that just a fan?
Yeah. Oh, no, I think it's one of Khabib's corner guys. So basically, Conor punched someone. Long story short, they were like, Conor, are you pressing charges? And he was like, no, I'm not pressing charges. Like, no, it's not going to happen.
Shit,
Khabib was arrested and I think subsequently let go. We'll see. The Nevada State Gaming Commission apparently is basically like, we're withholding your winnings until we can figure out what happened and whether there's going to be criminal charges brought against you. Because when you're inside the ring, it's okay to punch people. When you just decide to jump outside of the ring, you're committing assault.
Yeah.
And this is probably my most disappointing moment as being a fan of the UFC. I don't like that people are, you know, doing memes and saying that he's fierce and all that stuff. I think this represents a fundamental failure on Khabib's part to be a, and I think this probably is the worst thing that could happen for the sport right now. Mm-hmm. I really do. Because what this is going to do is it's going to incentivize fans to be like, oh, cool, anything goes in the UFC, and that's counterintuitive for what the sport's supposed to be. If you want your sport to be legitimate, people have to play by at least a core set of rules. And one of those is, when the fight's over, the fight's over.
Okay? Don't go into the crowd.
Leave all that shit on the mat and get out of there.
We learned from Malice at the Palace when Ron Artest for the Indiana Pacers ran into the crowd and punched a guy who he thought threw a drink at him, but he punched the wrong guy, and it was not the guy who threw a drink at him.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, again, Khabib has gone out and apologized and said, you know, I let my emotions get the best of me. Conor did talk a lot of shit about his religion, his country, his family. But again, and I'm not condoning any of that stuff, because again, I don't like the shit-talking aspect of this. I just think the fighters should speak for themselves when they're in the ring with their technique and whoever the best person is, you know, wins that day. But this is just a travesty.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, it's a travesty for two reasons. One, because I think it puts a soil mark on an otherwise amazing sport, right? I think it puts a black mark rather than on a soil mark. What the hell is the term I'm looking for? Doesn't matter.
It's soiled.
He smirches the sport, right?
It's a good
name of the
great
sport.
Great word.
But two, the real news from UFC 229 should not have been this.
Mm-hmm.
It should have been Derek Lewis's post-fight interview, which I'm sure you've all seen by now, but we're going to watch it again anyway. We got to have sound for this.
Sounds up.
Because this is the best post-fight interview ever, and here we are.
I'm here with the winner, Derek Lewis. Derek, why'd you take your pants off?
My balls was hot.
I understand.
Fantastic reply.
I understand.
His reply makes it even better.
Yeah. Why'd you take your pants off? Because my balls was hot. I understand. I didn't even watch that fight. I don't really know who Derek Lewis is.
I had no idea.
But he is my new favorite heavyweight fighter in the UFC. 100%. Ladies and gentlemen, that was
a lot of seconds.
Sports. What's that?
A lot of seconds. Well, since we're talking about sports.
Sure.
Braves finally won a game against the Dodgers.
Woo!
They're probably going to lose a series, but still, I just wanted to see them win one game. It's been forever since I've seen the Braves win in the playoffs. So let's get, let's chop on. Chop on, Nick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What else happened? My beloved Spurs, terrible news. Lonnie Walker, their draft pick, hurt his knee. He had surgery on his knee. And DeJounte Murray tore his ACL, our up-and-coming point guard. Very, very heartbreaking. I hate the NBA. I hate sports and all this stupid, stupid stuff.
DH Canada in the chat says, quote, "I understand" is the only response you really can have for that.
It's a good point, DH Canada.
Good point. Yeah. Good point. All right, next up on the news banter, there is an official trailer for Bodied, which I believe is Eminem's...
I had a dream about Eminem.
Eminem's film, which I think was produced by Shankar, right? Oh, no, it wasn't Shankar. Shankar and the guy that directs all the Taylor Swift videos. Am I crazy?
I forgot.
I gotta look this up.
Then.
Joey, what are you doing?
Hey, Joey.
I'm switching the inputs.
Is Joey the official input switcher?
I mean, right now we can say that. Hopefully this will be resolved by the end of the week.
Hey, man. Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You know?
You know?
I don't even know what the input button is.
All right, so Body, Joseph Kahn, that's the director's name. Thank you. I believe Adi Shankar is producing.
Am I going
this as
to
well.
HDMI 3?
Yeah, I think so.
Go to PlayStation and see what happens. Can you go to PlayStation?
Let's play some games.
Let's play some games, doggy dog. Now, Cool Greg, I need you for this because we're going to do a Cool Greg effect after this. I need your official reacts to this. God, that's really clean.
I don't know what that means.
Just the MPAA
background.
They've changed it. It's really clean looking.
Give me 2 seconds.
Strong language and sexual content throughout, some drug use and brief nudity. This sounds like right up our alley.
First time I saw it was at the Venom.
Now we're gonna watch the whole trailer, huh?
How long is it?
Show this at Venom.
2 minutes.
Yeah, why not?
Oh, I don't know.
No.
Well, look, if it gets cut out, we all thought we were gonna get nailed for the 15-minute long Aquaman trailer we watched last week.
Totally fine, you're right.
And we're totally fine.
Okay.
Maybe the internet's coming around to the fact that when we watch this and react positively, so more people really want to see the movie. So maybe, Mr. Buckets, you take a fucking page out of the Bodies book and stop crucifying people for watching your stupid clip that's 30 years old.
Bucket in a bucket.
I'm sorry, I can't. I'm sorry.
All right,
I can't.
Trailer starting.
Let's go.
All right, what's up? This is the California Battle League, and I be your host,
Donnie
Narco, a.k.a. the Walking Drug Lab, a.k.a. Mr. Splash. Put my drink on your bitch's ass and won't even tip the glass. You feel me?
I'm in. I didn't know this was a YouTube funny thing.
Battle rap is a street fight.
Oh, that's the guy from...
You got someone right in your face trying to tear you apart.
I don't know if I should slap you like a bitch or punch your face like a man. Because I keep switching from open palm to a fist. Like a white boy,
American Vandal.
Shaking your hand.
Actual G's, you ain't kill none. So shut the fuck up and chill some. Just cause you look like Kim Jong-un doesn't mean you're ill, son.
You have some creative Asian jokes.
You think?
But at least you knew I was Korean. As far as I'm concerned, that's culturally sensitive by battle rap standards.
That's a good line.
That audience reaction, it's like heroin.
So, what do? I mean, besides appropriate black culture for your livelihood.
Oh.
She bodied you.
Not tonight, Satan.
Yeah. Whenever I battle, I'm gonna get the bitch boss, and you gonna get the Asian boss, because that's what the audience wants to hear.
Intolerance will not be tolerated!
Delete your account.
Ooh, what you gonna do?
You ready for this?
You're crunchy that's granola. I can tell by your pungent aroma.
We got bitches, blunts, pregnant prostitutes.
This bitch got a wider gap than the income between white and black.
Are you trying to satirize?
If I did, then would you be satisfied?
Stop rhyming, you little...
When I'm done with this soft white rapper, he'll be on lines after typing all lives matter.
White people.
That's why I watch rap battles. He bodies an entire family.
Who's that?
Yeah. The dude, he runs like the biggest.
Look, front, back, front, salute. Got it?
Got it. Alright.
That was great.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, that's the guy from American Vandal, the white guy.
Oh my god, that's right.
The one who, yeah, the white guy who goes against
the... Lied
about the hand job. Yeah, he lied about the hand job. Thank you, guys.
That is the kid that lied about the hand job. Hold on, I'm trying to look at the... I'm not crazy, right? Adi produced this, right?
I think so. I thought so.
The Asian dude in it, Dumbfounded, he's
unbelievable. Okay, Adi's one of the producers. Oh, there's like 400 producers on this.
See what he comes up with, because he's fucking hilarious.
That's cool.
Here's the deal. This is totally different than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah.
I thought this was going to be a lot more serious. Of a serious like look at what that is.
I'm happy it's not.
And this is way more leaning into the cultural commentary of... I mean, this is actually a great take for it, because that's something that a lot of comics deal with as well. Mm-hmm. Of like, you can't like make certain jokes that other people can make, and there's a conversation to be had there. So it's interesting that this is going to explore that, right? Obviously, a lot of the movie is about what it means to be white and have to talk shit to people like of color, and what the ramifications might mean back and forth of that.
Yeah,
and that's pretty cool. That's really cool.
And all those
and
reviews, those review tidbits popping up from like The Verge and all these people say calling it a masterpiece, like that's pretty encouraging.
Well, to be fair, if I ever made a movie, I would just put those in there.
Just lie about it. Yeah. Just lie about it. Yeah, that's true.
Who fuck cares? Who knows?
Nobody's gonna look it up.
Nobody reads The Verge or IGN or Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
Or Hollywood Reporter. I'm down for that. My big question is now Tim's gone. He's in Bali getting sunburned. What do you think Tim would think of this?
I think he'd be excited.
You think so?
Yeah. He loves Dumbfounded too, so it works.
Dumbfounded?
Yeah, the Asian dude in it.
Oh, that guy's a real guy?
He's bought his CDs with autographs on it in the past.
Really?
Yeah, so he's a fan.
Oh, shit. Interesting.
Cool. All right, well, I'm into it. Let's see what else we got up here. Oh, this is a fun news story. Bring this next one up. I'm so conflicted about this. The long and short of this is George Lucas has nothing to do with Indiana Jones 5. That's the good news. The bad news is they're still making Indiana Jones 5.
Mm-hmm.
And that's still happening.
It's real tough.
Yeah. So
you think they're going to bring anybody else in?
Well, I think they're going to bring Harrison Ford back. Right, and they're going to prop him up with sticks and fucking Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
So that's going to be great.
They bring LaBeouf back?
LaBeouf?
That's the one.
I don't think they're going to bring Shia LaBeouf back. But here's the thing.
They set up his whole character and it just seems like what a...
What did I just see him in that I really liked him in?
Also,
Holes.
No, I actually tried to watch Holes, could not get through it. It's a weird
what?
Ass movie.
You don't like Holes?
No, it is a weird movie.
You're fucking crazy.
It's very
I
weird.
You never
and
read the book.
No.
I didn't read the book either. I fucking love the movie.
Go back and watch it again. It's very inappropriate.
Go back. No, you go back and watch Scott Pilgrim versus the World, sir.
Why don't you back off? That was a personal conversation.
You like Scott Pilgrim?
Why are you trying to call me out, bro?
Call him out!
Calling you out, dog.
You know how much
I
have taken
so good.
For my opinion, my right opinion, my perfectly correct opinion on The Departed? You know how much shit? I'm tired of standing my ground, man. I don't need another hell we're dying on, okay?
Called
my
you the
problem
fuck
with
out.
Scott Pilgrim is that the character is completely irredeemable all the way throughout the movie until the very, very end. And you're like, it's too little, too late.
So no. Many movies, like that is how movie structure is.
No, that's not how movie structure is.
It's the third act that changes him.
No, and fair, but he is an asshole all the way out. Actually, I remember that movie, by the end, he's still pretty much the same character. He doesn't really learn anything.
No, he does.
And then he just gets knives. And you're like, oh, that's cool, good for you.
You did not watch the movie.
Yeah, whatever.
That's not how it ends.
No, he like bitches over knives and gets the girl that he shouldn't have gotten. That movie shouldn't have ended the way it did. It should have ended with him getting no one.
I heard you telling Jared and Kevin that you don't remember seeing the ending.
No, I said I don't remember it because it's a totally forgettable movie.
Oh, God, Jesus Christ.
Is it not weird that you're the only person that thinks that in your mind? Is there like not a voice?
Let's go around the studio right now. What do you guys think of Scott Pilgrim versus the World?
I think it's overrated.
Exactly.
No, you're that's not what he's saying.
That's a better point. No, here's the deal with
I should have said that.
Yeah, I like that. I'm gonna co-op bag. No, all kidding aside, Scott, but good, fun movie. I when I watched the first time, I was like, I didn't really like it that much. So I should go back and watch it again, because I'm sure watching it now, I'd probably bring a little bit something else to
give
it.
Give Speed Racer another shot.
I tried giving Speed Racer another shot. Yeah. I tried getting through. I couldn't get through the first 15 minutes of that movie. It is like if you gave YouTubers $5 million and said, make a movie, that's what you'd get. Not to be confused with Bodied, which looks good. Like, evidently made by YouTubers also. My points here are just not holding up.
They're not holding up. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's just move on. Let's just get on. We have like 30 ad reads. We'll just get to those. All right. We're going to check back in on tips in a second. But before we do that, of course, this episode of the Kinda Funny Morning Show is brought to you by Gabby. Gabby is your insurance concierge. They are your online broker who compares all of your insurance options to find you the right policy all in under 2 minutes. Listen, you can set it and forget it. You shouldn't have to worry about insurance. And with Gabby, now you don't have to. In under 2 minutes, we do the research. Scouring all of your available options to make sure you get the best policy for your individual circumstances. Gabby auto checks your options every renewal time to make sure you are getting all the best deals, even if your circumstances have changes. They do not sell your information like other brokers, and they will not spam you or cold call you. Right now, they're a licensed insurance broker in all 50 states. So no matter where you are in the continental United States or in Hawaii, you can use Gabby. Gabby combines the best of both worlds, the relationship of broker and the power of technology. They are insurance brokers, but they are also a technology company building services to the same people to save people money and time. Using AI and data learning, they will be able to further refine and automate this process over time. Right now, if you want to test out Gabby, go to gabby.com/morning. That's gabi.com/morning. Let's check that out. Our next sponsor is Robinhood. Robinhood is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptos, all commission-free. They strive to make financial services work for everyone, not just the wealthy. Non-intimidating way for stock market newcomers to invest for the first time with true confidence. Simple and intuitive, clear design, and data presented in an easy-to-digest way. There are no commission fees, and the cost is pretty reasonable. Other brokerages charge up to $10 for every trade, but Robinhood doesn't charge commission fees, trade stocks, and keep all of your profits. Easy to understand charts and marketing data. Place a trade in just 4 taps of your smartphone. Learn how to invest as you build your portfolio and discover new stocks and track favorite companies with personalized news feeds. Right now, Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at morningshow.robinhood.com. That's morningshow.robinhood.com.
Whoa, we got our name in the URL.
I know. That's big business. We're big business.
It's remember like after the slash.
Invest your money. Save money and then invest it.
There you
Kevin's all about it. Kevin's very smart about that stuff. It's easy to do that, but it's hard for me to do it when you have $1 million
of student loans. Yeah. Well, once I get that taken care of, then maybe
that's my investment.
Next up on our sponsors, and that's right, we have 3 today because we're 3 times more popular than every other show on this channel. Quip, one of the most important things we do for our health every day is brushing your teeth. Yet most of us don't do it properly. Quip is a better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers. I like both of those things. Quip was designed to make brushing your teeth more simple, affordable, and even enjoyable. Let's see. They have gentle enough on your sensitive gums because they use sensitive sonic vibrations. Why? Because people brush too hard, and some electric toothbrushes are too abrasive. There's a built-in 2-minute timer which pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, helping guide a full and even clean. I like that. Why? Because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes or don't clean evenly. I'm not going to say whether or not I do, But I didn't know 2 minutes was the limit, and now I do.
I'm really interested in this. I see this all the time in
ads. It's on Instagram everywhere.
Yeah,
and
really interested in this product.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They look really nicely designed, too.
Yeah.
It looks really cool. And I'll tell you what I'm doing right now. I'm just brushing with the old toothbrush.
Oh, really?
And I got to do my dentist keeps telling me to get an electric toothbrush. Mm-hmm. So maybe Quip will be my first one. Let's see. Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/KFMS right now, you get yourself your first refill pack for free with a Quip electric toothbrush. Well, that's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/KFMS. I'm not going to toot my own horn, but I just knocked all three of those out of the park. Get it? Get it.
Thanks.
Joey.
Yeah.
Let's tell people how they can win, and then tell people what they want, and then tell people who the people are that want it. You got it, though.
I'm going to take a break. There are four whole ways that you can win giveaways. One, you can be watching live right now on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, just like... This is going to be a great transition.
Andy Cortez.
Amy Gills.
Salty. S... No, Salty. C-S something in it.
DJ Kento's on, too. Perfect. Eric Skirk's on.
If you can't watch live, you can subscribe to our channel at twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. If you have Amazon Prime, you can link it with your Twitch account and you can have Twitch Prime.
So simple.
You can get one free subscription every 30 days. You can use it on your favorite streamer, like us, or somebody else.
You could also gift a sub. You want to gift a sub? You can gift a sub.
You could also gift subs. That's also great.
So, somebody gift me a sub? Can you gift me a sub? Why don't you stop asking people for free stuff while we're asking people for free stuff?
Okay, but I'm with Andy. Okay. It doesn't make
sense
for us.
Why are you trying to piggyback on us,
to
dog?
To pay for kind stop of funny Luke and Yoda.
I
want to
use the
us.
Emotes that I make.
If you could just give us $60 extra a year so we could sub to the channel, that'd be great.
There we go.
Is that even the right math? I think that's the right math.
Yeah, that's fine.
If you don't know how to use Twitch, that's also fine, but you should learn. You could also subscribe to the $2 level at patreon.com/kindoffunny or patreon.com/kindoffunnygames.
Who won today, Joe?
Well, we have two winners.
Yay.
Not three?
Nah, just two. We can't keep up.
DJ Kento gives me a sub.
DJ, you don't have to do
that. I can use my emotes now.
Don't make Andy gift things for him. That's not the right words. Michael Ford from the Kind of Funny Games Patreon, you have won Velocity 2X on Switch.
That's twice as good as Velocity 1X on Switch.
That game looks fucking awesome. Have you seen this?
No.
It looks crazy.
Yeah,
and,
no.
Andy Ronda, maybe is how you say that name?
Sure.
From the Twitch chat, you have also won.
All right.
Yay.
Yay. All right, let's go back into the tips, and then we'll round up the show with sub-only mode. And then one of us, or all of us, might be going to Chipotle. Oh, no! Are they attacking again, Kevin?
Everything's fine.
Okay,
everything's
cool.
Fine.
Let's see. Mr. Yasmin300 says, guys... Oh, no, I'm sorry. Do we look at this Photoshop yet?
Yes.
We did. That was the Hindenburg thing, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, cool. Hold on one sec. Ah, I am not a shark, says, paying my birthday tax and making sure you guys realize I'm not a shark. Andy... Looking good today. Daddy, can I get a butthole on my birthday? Punch it chewy, a.k.a. keep that show going, Kevin.
Our Baba Booey and our Chewy.
And our Chewy. Our Baba Chewy. He's our Baba Chewy now. I guarantee Greg Miller's laughing in about 3 seconds from now. You'll hear his laugh. Also, I'm not sure why you guys haven't heard, what you guys have heard, but I'm not a shark.
Okay,
I love it to keep that going. These people from Constantly Calibrating said, loving our view of the morning show.
He
appreciate
didn't,
that, guys.
He didn't get a birthday.
What's that? You want the birthday butthole? Butthole.
That camera looks so good.
I know, I'm badass.
That camera looks great too, Andy. Look at that.
No, but the main camera doesn't, is what I'm saying.
It's because it's a different lens.
I will give a shout out to half of the Constantly Calibrating folks over there who agree with me on Scott Pilgrim. I'm sorry, Speed Racer.
There's one of them there.
On Speed Racer.
The other ones from
Casting. What were your thoughts on Scott Pilgrim?
He loves it.
Overrated. And then Speed Racer, you both liked?
Yeah, I love it.
Okay, good shit. All right.
Chris, by the way, the Constantly Calibrating guys
are
doing Kind of Funny Morning Show today. You guys should stay tuned for that. Pioneer Nate says, won't be able to watch on Wednesday, so paying my birthday tax earlier this year. Also, shout out to Big Kev Dog for always being A+ on the controls. I am a student studying live broadcast and know how tough broadcasting can be. So thank you, Kevin. I will say this, as a note, Kevin always does a phenomenal job here. We give Kevin